Thursday, May 22nd, 2008.
I'm Molly Wood.
I'm Tom Merritt.
I'm Jason Howell.
Welcome to Buzz Out Loud, CNET's podcast of indeterminate length. It's episode 730.
A related story,
actually. Let's try not to hurt Jason's feelings.
Thanks, Reuters posted this from New Jersey. No, Reuters posted this on Delicious Force. Bacteria can be turned into living computers. An American team has used a bacteria computer to solve the famous burnt pancake mathematical problem.
Yeah, it's a thing.
Actually, it is famous. I just hadn't heard of it before today. And it's hilarious because it's called burnt pancake. And I love pancakes.
And I burn them a lot.
The burnt pancake problem involves a stack of pancakes of different sizes, each of which has a golden and a burnt side. The aim is to sort the stack so the largest pancake is on the bottom and all pancakes are golden side up in the fewest number of flips.
Mm-hmm.
Each flip reverses the order and orientation of one or several consecutive pancakes.
Right.
So it sounds like
That's
one of those interminable problems that you see in the backs of magazines.
Yeah, so
but it's a real mathematical issue
to
solve.
And in this experiment, then, the researchers used fragments of DNA as the pancakes, added genes from a different type of bacterium to enable the E. coli to flip the DNA pancakes. They also included a gene that made the bacteria resistant to an antibiotic, but only when the DNA fragments had been flipped into the correct order.
Whoa.
Once you get there, then you'll be bacteria resistant. Woo!
Anyway,
this is fascinating, though, and crazy.
This story on the telegraph.co.uk, we'll throw it in the show notes, at bol.cnet.com.
Find it all there.